MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The Automobile Association says nine popular cars sold in South Africa fall short of what it regards as basic safety standards. And this, I think, raises difficult questions about whether some entry-level vehicles should even be on showroom floors. But there's a caveat here. With new cars already painfully expensive, where does consumer choice end and minimum safety protection begin? I want to discuss this important issue with Bobby Ramakrishnan, who's Chief Executive Officer of the AA in South Africa. Bobby, a warm welcome to you. Now, is the AA saying these cars are unsafe or simply not safe enough by your standards?
So we're basically saying is that these vehicles are not safe enough, not just by our standards, but we're benchmarking our standards with our European and Australian counterparts as the benchmark.
So when you say they're not safe, what is the particular concern here?
So the greatest concern here, and this is coming from the trends that are emerging from the vehicles that we've tested during the Safe Cars for Africa program, is that these vehicles are equipped with too few airbags. And in addition to that, there have been quite a few vehicles that have proven to have weaker than acceptable footwells. So in the event of a crash or an accident, the footwell can't withstand sufficient loading to protect the feet.
Now, if more airbags and other safety systems push up prices, is there not a danger, Bobby, that we risk pricing lower income buyers out of the new car market altogether?
So that argument argues that the price, or rather that safety, is a feature that should be bought as opposed to components like infotainment and sunroofs. Our program is designed to democratize safety and have that at the forefront of any vehicle, and allow for trappings, as I mentioned, like sunroofs and infotainments, be the determinant for higher pricing.
Is it not ultimately up to the consumer, though, to decide what they can afford and what safety features they're willing to pay for? Is that an argument that sits with you?
It is. It is up to the consumer, but our plea here has been both to the manufacturers and to the government as well to raise the standards. Over the years, safety standards have been adjusted in order to keep up with both the times, weight of vehicles, and the speeds that these vehicles move at. Unfortunately, our regulations remain stuck in the 90s. Had they been updated to modern day times, minimums like electronic stability control and at least four airbags would have been mandatory for all vehicles entering South Africa.
Why do you think there's a reluctance then to make those important changes?
Not too sure why the government is slow in this regard. In fact, these changes were proposed as far back as 2020. They were meant to be presented to Parliament in 2022. And today, the process has gone quiet.
So when you put these concerns of yours either to government or to the manufacturers themselves, what do they tell the Automobile Association?
Let's start with the manufacturers. Naturally, the manufacturers use the minimum standards as a crutch. Their argument is no crimes are being committed. And we agree, no legal crimes are being committed. This is a crime of morality, knowing that they could produce safer cars for South Africans and Africans at large. The government, however, acknowledges what we're saying, confirms that we're correct, but the process goes quiet from there.
So what's your next move?
Our next move is to continue lobbying the government, continue to expressly states to consumers which vehicles they should avoid. Historically, we merely advise them, but we think it would be imprudent of the association not to give clearer guidance in the form of an instruction of which vehicles we deem to be safe and not safe. And lastly, to the manufacturers who know how to produce safer cars to start producing safer cars. One could argue that they would naturally want to increase prices, but our response to that to manufacturers has always been, revise your margin expectations as you would have revised your margin expectations had the state ordered that these vehicles be safer.
Which specific vehicles are we talking about here?
So we've tested over 34 vehicles between 2017 and today. And vehicles that come to mind are the vehicles that have recently scored 0, 1, and 2 stars on the GNCAP test. Now, if I'm to name a few, this is not all of them, but one that comes to mind is the Hyundai Grand i10. Again, this is the entry-level variant of these models. The Kia Sonet, the Haval Jolion, the Toyota Corolla Cross XS model, again, entry-level model, And the last model, I can't remember off the top of my mind, but should consumers be looking for the list of vehicles that we've tested, they are available on our website.
Is the AA effectively calling for some of those entry-level models to be banned from sale in South Africa, or is that pushing it too far?
It is pushing it a bit too far. However, if we had the authority, these vehicles would not be on South African roads.
Are South African buyers, to the best of your knowledge, being offered weaker safety specifications than buyers in Europe or other major markets?
The short answer to that is, for entry-level variants, yes. They are indeed being offered less safety features, passive safety features, might I argue, for their vehicles.
Do you think the tougher safety rules unintentionally could shrink competition and make cars even more expensive, given the thin margins under which the manufacturers operate under anyway?
So that assumes that manufacturers operate under thin margins. And I'll give you an example. VW has published on their website that the cost of an additional 2 airbags for their Polo Vivo will cost the purchaser 4,800 rand. That's the retail price. We argue if that's all it takes, then add the airbags to the vehicle and make it available to all buyers of that vehicle. Similarly, if you're to take that and extrapolate it across the other manufacturers, then we're not dealing with margin squeeze here. We're dealing with profit maximization.
So finally then, what practical change could be implemented immediately? Would you like to see tougher regulation, better labeling, or simply the manufacturers upgrading those entry-level models voluntarily, or possibly a combination of all of that? I don't know.
A combination of all of that, but I think the low-hanging fruit here from a consumer's perspective is to demand the labeling of the vehicle safety rating. Once the consumer starts to purchase vehicles through the lens of safety, they'll quickly realize what's safe and what's not safe. In an ideal world, manufacturers have the power to make this easy. Simply produce vehicles that are as safe as the European counterparts, or at least upgrade the safety specifications to what we've prescribed.
Is the AA gearing up for a further fight on this one, or have you gone as far as you can go?
We are gearing up for a further fight, but in addition to that, our program, Safer Cars for Africa, is going to grow to the extent we'll have a dedicated African new car assessment program.
Bobby Ramakhwede, thank you very much indeed. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Automobile Association of South Africa.